Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 981, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. The evidence that this defendant is guilty, then, gentlemen, you would be authorized in that event, if you saw fit, to do so, to say, we, the jury, find the defendant guilty, and we recommend that he be imprisoned in the penitentiary for life. In the event you should make such a verdict as that, then the court, under the law, would have to sentence the defendant to the penitentiary for life. You have heard the defendant make his statement. He had the right to make it under the law. It is not made under oath, and he is not subject to examination or cross-examination. It is with you as to how much of it you will believe, or how little of the sworn testimony in the case. In the event, gentlemen, you have a reasonable doubt from the evidence, or the evidence and the statement together, of that doubt, and acquit him, as charged, then give the prisoner the benefit of that doubt, and acquit him. And in the event you do acquit him, the form of your verdict would be, we, the jury, find the defendant not guilty. As honest jurors, do your utmost to reach the truth from the evidence and statement as you have heard it here. Then let your verdict speak it. Examined and approved as my charge in this case, Navarre 1, 1913. Signed, L.S. Roan, J.S.C., St. Mount C.T.